Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, April 13th, and happy birthday to legendary soul singer, the Reverend Al Green, who's 75 years old today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Engineered Solutions of Georgia. The Green Bullard Museum in West Cobb is now open to the public. Governor Kemp was in Marietta on Saturday, and he continued to blame Democrats for the loss of the All-Star Game. Smyrna is set to administer another 1,000 vaccine doses this week. The Cobb Police Department is moving into a roomy new headquarters. And finally, the red-hot Cobb County real estate market shows no signs of slowing down.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey, Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
More than two decades since it was last occupied, the wooden house that fronts Green Meadows Preserve, a former plantation house and Union Field Hospital, opened its doors to the public on Saturday, this time as a museum. The county acquired the land that became Green Meadows Preserve at the intersection of Dallas Highway and Old Hamilton Road after a 2006 bond referendum. Built in 1840, only two families have owned the house, the Greens and the Bullards, who purchased the house from the Greens around 1890. The house has sat empty for the last two decades. It was restored to its 1880 state, which means the removal of a more recent, modern addition. The Green Bullard Museum will open to the public on the second Saturday of each month or by appointment. Governor Brian Kemp continued his media blitz on Saturday with an appearance at AJ's Famous Seafood and Po' Boys, where he blamed Democrats for Major League Baseball's decision to pull its All-Star game from Truist Park. Last month, President Joe Biden called the recent overhaul of Georgia's elections law Jim Crow on steroids. Saturday, Governor Kemp called the president's comments, quote, a big lie on steroids. Major League Baseball has announced that Colorado's Coors Field will be the new venue for the All-Star game. Smyrna will hold two vaccination events this week after receiving another 1,000 doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Smyrna will administer the vaccine in the large gym at the Smyrna Community Center on Thursday, April 15th and Friday, April 16th. The vaccines are free and patients need only to bring a photo ID to their appointment. It's their second vaccination drive the city has held. Mobile vaccination units serving underserved communities are also in the works. Those units will administer another batch of doses the city is expected to receive next week.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, Our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Cobb County Police have lived out of the crowded brick headquarters at 140 North Marietta Parkway, but those days are coming to an end as Cobb Police move into their new base of operations at 430 Commerce Park Drive, better known as the former LGE Community Credit Union building. The 5-story structure with its distinct towering columns and arches will make for a roomier setup for the department and a much improved location to serve the public's needs. The North Marietta Parkway building, meanwhile, will continue to house a few detective squads along with 911 and emergency management personnel. Residential real estate in Cobb County took another brief dip at the outset of the pandemic before shooting up and up and up, despite record unemployment and other markers of financial distress. As vaccinations take off, spurring hope the country may soon return to normal, Cobb County's red-hot real estate market shows no signs of slowing down. Real estate agents who spoke to the MDJ cited a number of factors. Chief among them is the low interest rates. The shift to work from home has also boosted home sales, with white-collar workers wanting more space. People are also looking for homes with more rooms rather than more open space so the parents or in-laws can join them. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at carmichaelfuneralhomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.